Last week we had a rather long genealogy in Matthew. Matthew chapter 1 ends this way, starting at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen. All right. By the way, next week, I know that I'm certain that not everyone will make it for the service next week. Next week will be no Sunday school, just a service at 10 o'clock with some singing like we did, and then something even better than what we're doing this week. I know, because I've worked on it longer. All right. Don't need that on. So, I want us to put ourselves in Joseph's shoes. To think about what his prayers would have been like the year leading up to Jesus' birth. And I got really brave. See, I just have notes. Just have the outline. I didn't bring the whole written thing. Of course, if it all falls apart, I can run to the office and grab it.
Is that your real bathroom?
It is. Yes. And I tend to be kind of warm-blooded. That's why, yeah, I didn't put it on over my long sleeve shirt. All right. Should I move? Is it kind of a problem right here? All right. Let's see. How is it over here? Here? Okay. All right. Ooh, I'm tired. Well, Lord, I thank you so much for the skills you've given me. I can work with wood and stone. I can make things, and I can make a living. And, you know, I've saved up some money. I think I'm established now. I think I can build a house and pay a bride price. I'm going to talk to Dad tomorrow and see if he agrees with me that it's time that I build a house and look for a bride. You know I've got someone in mind. Just bless me tomorrow as I talk to my dad. Lord, he agreed. Dad agreed, isn't that wonderful? He thinks I'm ready and when that I can start a house and look for a bride. And he was thinking about the same girl, Mary. So later this week, he's going to look for Mary's father. He's going to talk to her. He's going to talk to her father and see if he agrees. Oh Lord, I hope he agrees. Guess what, Lord? Mary's father agreed. I'm going to see my friend Simeon tomorrow, and he's going to write up the contract, and my folks will help me get everything all set. So we got the presents and the bride price and the contract, and hopefully within a week, you know, we'll get to, Dad and I will go over there, Lord, and we'll get to sit down with Mary and her father and her mother. Oh, I hope she agrees. Oh, Lord, guess what? Mary agreed. They took everything. She liked the idea. I got the signed contract here. We're married. Engaged. But we're committed to each other. This is going to be a great year. I can't wait to... I can't wait for this next year and to get the house done. Oh, this is such a great year. I'm working on the house. I'm excited about the house, and it's going to be good to have Mary around. With the house, I'll have an excuse to talk to her every day. You know, do you want the doorway here or over here? And what color shall we make this room? And does she want a white picket railing on the roof up there? You know, all those important things. We're going to have a great life here in Nazareth. We're going to live here all of our lives. It's going to be great. Lord, I can't believe it. Mary's gone. She said... I bumped into her as she was leaving town with that donkey, and she said she was going to see her aunt. No, her cousin, her really old cousin, the one they say is barren. She said somebody told her she's 6 months pregnant, and for some reason she is excited and wanted to go see her. I sure hope she comes back soon. I need her advice. Oh, Lord. Mary's been gone a month. A whole month. I mean, I know it takes a while to walk to the hill country of Judea, Hebron, or wherever they live. I know it takes a while to walk back, but how long can two ladies talk? She's been gone a month. I sure hope she's not intending to stay until the baby's born. Lord, Mary's been gone 2 months, and I'm having to make all these decisions all by myself, and I don't know what she wants, and what about our life? What about our dreams here in Nazareth? She needs to come home. I got a friend on a caravan going that way. I'm going to send a note. Maybe that can convince her. I want you to come home. That's what the note's going to say. Thank you. Well, Lord, it's just about 3 months, and I just got a note back from Mary. She should be home any day now. Thank goodness. I missed her so much. It's been so hard. Just can't wait. Everything will be back to normal. We'll have our life back when Mary gets here. Mary got back, and I thought things would be wonderful, but I don't know. She doesn't look very happy. She looks scared, and I couldn't hardly even talk to her. Help me to know what to do. Show me what's wrong. She's pregnant. Lord, Mary's pregnant. I thought I picked the best girl in town, and Mary is pregnant. I'm afraid that I can't marry her now. I'm afraid if I marry her, it'll look about me. And since everybody knows how much I love you, they're going to call, they call me Goody Two Sandals. It'll look bad on you, too. Show me what I should do. Lord, I'm just angry. I am so angry with Mary. Sometimes I want to just take her hand and drag her downtown and say, she's an adulteress, and let her fend for herself. Your law says that sort of thing. You're a God of justice. You're also a God of mercy. Show me how I can have mercy on her. Help us out of this catastrophe. Well, Lord, I saw my friend Simeon today, and he says there's a way out of this catastrophe. He says there's a way I can quietly divorce Mary, and we won't risk her being so shamed, We won't risk her either getting killed or being shunned so bad she'll wish she was dead. It's called a no-fault divorce. No, it's called an any-cause divorce. He said he knows this rabbi. He can write up the divorce decree. And if I just tell the rabbi that she displeases me, let's see, I can tell him I don't like her teeth. She's got such beautiful teeth. I could tell him I don't like her hands. Oh, she's got just nice little hands. I know, she brought me a burnt biscuit the other day. I'll tell him, she displeases me, she burns my dinner. Then he'll say, okay, and he'll sign the divorce, and we'll just quietly be done with it. I hope she can find a new start somewhere. Lord, is that what you want me to do? I thank you that I ran into Simeon and we came up with this. Let me know if that's what I should be doing. Okay. Whoa, Lord, I know I don't usually talk to you in the morning, but thank you so much for sending that angel. Thank you so much. Now I know I don't have to be afraid to marry Mary because she's not been unfaithful. I really am getting the best girl in town. I'm going to go talk to her right away so she knows that the wedding is still on. So much to do. Oh, good night, Lord. You know, I come to realize that no one's going to believe me that Mary really was a good girl, that I... Anyway, it's still a problem. You think you could tell my folks? It's going to hurt Mom and Dad so much. You think you could send an angel to talk to Mom and Dad and tell them Mary really was good and I was really good and this is your son? That would just help a whole lot. Well, Lord, we did it. We got married today. Oh, Mary was such a beautiful bride. And she's hardly showing at all. And we're just going to have such a wonderful life here in Nazareth. And the house is done enough that we can move in right away. And your son. I don't want anything to happen to your son. I'll keep Mary chaste. I'll keep her a virgin until little Jesus is born. And Mary was so thankful today. So thankful that I'd still marry her. And why not? She didn't do anything wrong. She's serving you. Wow, Lord. Jesus born. That is so neat. There's your son. I'm a father. Well, you're a father too. My dreams. They've sure changed. I dreamed of living in Nazareth. And here, we're going to wake up in the morning in Bethlehem. I dreamed of marrying the best girl in town. And I did, but nobody's going to know it. I dreamed of teaching Jesus how to work with wood and stone. I hope I still can. I'm not good enough to raise your son. Help me to live a more godly life. Are you a prophet? Are you a king? Or just a small baby who makes angels sing? I'm not a wise man. I need a light to shine on. My questions tonight, little Yeshua, morning star, I'm filled with the wonder of who you are, child of Jehovah, and yet my son. Little Yeshua, my little one. What will I teach you? A carpenter's trade, the tools and the wood, and the way things are made. What will you teach me? Will I understand? You hold in your little Yeshua, morning star. I'm filled with the wonder of who you are. Child of Jehovah, and yet my son, little Yeshua, my little one. My little one. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. We choose to follow God. When we choose to follow God, our whole life changes. You know, we have plans, we have dreams of what we're going to do, where we're going to live, what we're going to like, and we're certain of things we're not going to like and never do. And God has plans for us too. Not plans to make us miserable, but they just might be quite different than you ever dreamed or imagined. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for caring enough about us. And Lord, we do have plans and dreams. Help us to surrender them to you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. The question I was supposed to ask just before praying was this: are you willing to face the rest of your life following God's dreams for you? Think about that. God bless you. Merry Christmas.